Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Casey Shepherd talking with Dr. Roslyn Biggs about fall calving in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a fall fun event that the Beef Council is involved in.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is the official sponsor of the P-Bar Farms Corn Maze in Hydro, Oklahoma this fall. The Corn Maze features the Beef Checkoff slogan, "Beef, it's what's for dinner," in vivid fashion, especially from the sky. We believe the event will be a great educational opportunity for families, an excellent way for them to learn about beef in a very lively environment. The Corn Maze opened on September 18th and runs through October 31st. Throughout the maze, visitors will come across multiple decision-making points with questions on beef's nutrition and sustainability. If the visitors answer the questions correctly, it will give them the correct way to turn, completing the puzzle faster while becoming more educated on beef. So beef will also be featured in educational information provided to visiting schools. To learn more about this wonderful family fun opportunity, visit P-Bar Farms on Facebook.
Thanks, Heather. And to learn about how the Beef Checkoff is working hard for you, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. Now more on fall calving. Casey Shepherd talking with veterinarian Dr. Roslyn Biggs.
So once you have the babies on the ground, what's some important things that everybody needs to do right off the bat?
You know, the key things for me is keeping those records right off the bat. I would love a calf weight on every calf. That's a little bit hard to do in some instances, but we want to put those records. What are we looking at weight-wise? Are we getting those calves tagged? If we're having bull calves and those are intended to be steers eventually, let's get those castrations done as early as possible. Starting right off there, we need to be watching them close because really in those early hours, we're needing colostrum in those calves, ideally, as soon as possible and for sure within that first 12 to 24 hours. And we need to be watching our females as well, making sure we're not seeing things like retained placentas or other calving problems, post-calving problems, I should say. We need to be watching with a close eye and intervening early.
And what about some of the, you know, obviously some mama cows are better than others. What are some things that you can do for mama cows that maybe are not, don't have enough milk or they're just not really responding well to the calf?
Sure. You know, I think from a production standpoint, if you're making decisions that your cows are too thin right now at calving, that's something you're going to need to look at in the next year because you're not going to make a big impact on them now. But we need to make sure that we keep the nutrition up on those females, keep them supported. After having had a C-section myself, I will tell you that anyone I ever do a C-section on gets some pain management after that.
Absolutely.
And so we got to keep those girls taken care of. We got to keep the nutrition in them. We may need to look at pain management, not only for the female, but also the calf as well, particularly if we had a dystocia or a difficult calving there. And we need to keep a close eye on them because what's our goal, right? We want to get them through this calving. We want to get that calf on the ground. We want to keep that calf fed. We don't want to have to, I mean, I fed bottle calves this morning. That's fun for a little while, but not fun for a long time and certainly not in a high numbers. We want her to take care of that calf. We want to support her in every way we can. And then we want to get her back and rebred for next go round.
And what about those cows that lose their calves?
Sure. Well, I will tell you kind of a hint for me or a good thing that you can do as an operation is the good things that can come out of losing a calf is particularly if it is a dystocia. So she lost the calf during the calving process and we're in those few hours right after we get that calf pulled and out or we notice she's lost it is collecting that colostrum. Because the ideal colostrum from an operation, and it never hurts to have some in the freezer, is from a cow from our own place. And that's oftentimes something that can be a little bit challenging because you've got to get her caught up. You probably need to put her in the chute to get her milked out. But keeping that colostrum back for the next one that has problems is a good situation. We need to make sure, depending upon why she loses that calf, you know, if it's a dystocia or let's say, you know, she's had to have a C-section, we want to watch her close to make sure we're not having complications. And we also want to try to determine why did she lose that calf? Is it something that is truly just one of those fluke deals, malpositioning of the calf? Or did we have some infectious agent or a genetic defect we need to be taking a look at, or want to take a step beyond that? She delivered that calf and we have predator issues. I like to have those cows and heifers up close to the house. It makes those late night checks a little bit easier, but it also allows me to intervene as soon as I can. And so we want to keep, again, back to those records. You're going to hear me harp on that time and time again. We want to note, why did she lose the calf? So we can make some management changes if necessary as we look to the future.
From the OSU College of Veterinary Medicine, Dr. Roslyn Biggs. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Grondike Ranch is having their big sale coming up October the 15th, 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Nash, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 225 home-raised springbred heifers developed to be problem-free, long-lasting, productive cows. Sale includes 110 Angus heifers, 77 black baldy heifers, and 47 red baldy heifers. For more information, contact ranch manager Polakowski at GrondikeRanch.com or watch the auction live at LiveAuctions.tv. It's the Grondike Ranch sale October the 15th, 1 p.m. in Nash, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.